家的弟兄姐妹来分享一个平安的信息。
Today I'm sharing with you, brothers, sisters, a message of peace.
希望我们都可以接受神给我们的信息。
We pray that God will help us accept this message.
我们今天这个世界实在需要平安。
We really need peace in this world today.
在全世界现在有40个战争正在进行。
There's about 40 active conflicts around the world today.
我们看见有许多火战啊，飞弹。那些东西都要准备，害怕，要发放。
We have missiles and war weapons in place anytime for war.
有许多国家里面有内战。
And there's civil war within the country.
民主与民主之间的斗争。
There's a lot of unrest among races.
有许多人是明争暗斗。
And people want to have position and name.
有许多人要自杀。
A lot of people are committing suicide.
特别家庭里面不和。
And then family fights.
社团跟工作里面呢有许多的争斗。
There's a lot of social unrest and fights in the workplace too.
我们承认。在美国的政党也互相的攻击。
There's a lot of conflicts within the political parties here.
我们怎么样有平安呢？
Now how are we going to get peace?
我们损害别人。
We hurt others.
我们争钱。
We fight for money.
我们争遗产。
Inheritance.
我们妒忌。
We are jealous.
我们愤恨。
We have anger.
我们得罪人。
And we just offend people.
良心不平安。
We have conscience that are so unrest.
背后有说人的坏话。
And then we big mouth people.
我们不愿意服从领袖。
We do not want to follow leaders.
更加没有爱心啊。
Of course, we lack love.
我们也不愿意饶恕人。
And we are unwilling to forgive.
怎么样有平安呢？
How are we going to get peace?
但是感谢神。
We thank God.
神知道我们的需要。
God knows our need.
在2000多年前，他已经差派天使传给我们平安的信息。
Over 2000 years ago, God already appointed angels to give us the peace message.
请你看《路加福音》第二章。第八到十四节。
Yeah, let's look to Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 14.
哦，还没有。Yeah, OK, 谢谢。我们待会才看这个 video 哈。谢谢啊。那在这个圣经章节里面说，在伯利恒的野外有牧羊人，夜间。值班看守羊群，有主的一个使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就很惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，看啊，因为我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”
Okay, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them.And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
下面继续说，因今天在大卫城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩抱着钵卧在马槽里，那就是你们的记号。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verse 11, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
在主耶稣诞生的那一天， 晚上有天使来传这个平安的信息，救主带来平安。
When Jesus was born, that very night, there was a host of angels delivering the message of peace to the world.
今天所有的世人都需要这个信息。
Today, everyone in this world needs this message.
谁来传给他们呢？
Who is going to spread it to them?
哦，原来今天也有神差遣的天使啊，传给我们。
Well, even today we have angels still delivering that message of peace to us.
请看启示录第一章第二十节。
Please see Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
这里这个使徒约翰说，至于你所看见在我右手中的七火星，七个金灯台的奥秘就是，七个星就是七个教会的使者，七个金灯台就是七个教会，是耶稣对约翰说的。
Here, John wrote, "The mystery of the seven stars that you see in my right hand, and of the seven golden lampstands, is this: the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches." And the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
在原文，这个使者就是天使哦。
In the original language, this is the angel's message.
哦，今天在教会里面也有使者，好像天使一样来告诉我们平安的信息。
Today, God has also sent servants to the church, just like angels, to proclaim His message to us.
启示录第二章第一节说，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七颗星在金灯台中间行走的，这样说，就是天使说的话了。
Okay, in Revelation chapter 2:1, to the angel of the church in Ephesus wrote, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right handand walks among the seven golden lampstands.
今天的使者从教会里面要先传讲神降生，耶稣基督降生圣诞的信息。
Today, the messengers, the servants that God sent to the churches, they have to proclaim God's message of Jesus.
好像当年给牧羊人的信息一样。
Just like the old days when the Shepherds received that message.
首先，这个信息的内容是什么呢？
What is the content of the message?
啊，请你看路加福音第二章十到二十节的，天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，看了今天我们报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”
In this, it says, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid."I bring you good news that would cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
我们传的信息是叫人不要害怕的。
The message we proclaim is to tell people, do not be afraid.
神今天不是要罚我们啊。
God is not here to punish us.
不要叫我们害怕。
He doesn't want us to be afraid.
他要叫所有人都得平安。
He wants to grant his peace
拯救
and salvation to them.
享受神赐的礼物
and receive the gift that God gives them.
叫我们今生来生都有永生。
For now and eternity, we will have eternal life.
有他的保守。
God's protection on us.
因为有一个救主为我们降生了。
Because there is a Savior born to all of us.
哦，这个救主就是主基督啊。
This is God, Jesus Christ.
基督是受膏者的意思。
Christ means the anointed one.
神自古都命定、按定他来拯救世人的。
Ancient time already, this has been prophesied. He's going to be here to save the world.
这个救主就是让我们从罪中出来，能够享受平安。
This Savior is to save us out from our sins.
他是降生在一个犹太国的小城里面。
He was born in a little town, Bethlehem.
啊，这个大卫的城了。
This is the city of David.
叫做伯利恒。
It's called Bethlehem.
啊，这个从前先知预言的一个地方来的。
This has been prophesied by prophets before.
伯利恒的意思就是面包房子的意思。
Bethlehem means house of bread.
啊，这个救主会供应我们的粮食的，属灵的粮食的。
The Savior is going to provide us food for us.
很奇怪，这个儿子不是降生在荣耀的光？宫殿里面
Strangely so, this Jesus is not born in a big palace.
他是降生这个贫苦的家中。
He was born into a poor, simple family.
他的妈妈是童女玛利亚。
His mother is a Virgin Mary.
他的义父是约瑟。
His godfather is Joseph.
他是一个木匠。
And Joseph is a carpenter.
啊，他们来到伯利恒的时候呢，找不到地方住。
When they came to Bethlehem, there was no room for them.
只能够住在一个马棚里面。
They had to stay in a stable.
那他们那个小孩子啊，只能够放在一个马槽里面了。
And this baby born had to be placed in a manger.
这表示救主来是拯救贫穷的人。
It just simply shows us here, Savior come to help common poor people.
拯救普通的人。
Just regular common people.
啊，圣经也说，这个小孩是被包在布包在包裹的。
The Bible also says Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
啊，将来他要给我们人类温暖呐、啊，包裹。
He is going to give mankind warmth and peace.
那请你继续听这个平安的信息啦。
Let's continue to hear the message of peace.
哦，天使要荣耀神。
Well, the angels want to glorify God.
就是说，因为这个救主归于神所喜悦的人。
Because this Savior is granted and peace to whom God's favor rests.
主耶稣借着这个童女啊，诞生这个孩子是要把平安赐给世上神所喜悦的人。
Jesus born of a Virgin Mary to this world is to give us peace. On those whom his favor rests.
早在七百年主前七百年啊，先知以赛亚已经预告耶稣的降生了。
Early 700 year BC, the prophet Isaiah already prophesied his birth.
你看以赛亚书第九章第六节讲得很清楚。
Isaiah 9 verse 6 clearly tells us.
说有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这位小孩就是成为我们奇妙的勉励者、训导者。
This child born is going to be our counselor.
因为他是无所不能的神。
Because he's all powerful.
他也是永远照顾我们的天父。
And he will forever take care of us.
因此，他成为我们得和平的统治者。
Therefore, he becomes our peace that grants us peace.
那就是平安在他的手中。
That is peace in his hands.
他要把平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
He is going to grant peace to those on whom his favor rests.
那这个是什么意思呢？
Now, what exactly does this verse mean?
啊，我们来特别看到以弗所书第二章十四节。
Let's go to Ephesians.
第二章十四到十七节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, 14 to 17 first.
他怎么样是平安呢？
How does he grant peace?
因为主耶稣自己就是我们的和平啊。
Because he himself is our peace.
你看到圣经节里说，使双方合而为一，撤毁了中间各段的墙。而且自己的身体终止了冤仇，废掉那记在律法
the wall with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
这位降生的主耶稣本身就是和平。
This Jesus himself was born and he himself is peace.
他的和平不像世界人所讲的和平。
The peace he comes with is not the same as worldly peace.
第一，这是使人与神之间不再有仇恨。
The first thing is God and man, he dealt away with the hostility.
让我们跟神有好的关系。
He wants us to have good relationship with him.
他来在十字架上为我担当了我们的罪。
He carried our sins on the cross for us.
使人与人之间再没有愤恨，再没有阻隔。
In order that man to man, he removed the separation like a wall.
他使我们的旧人的罪性除去，成为新人。
He removed the old nature in us and gave us a new heart.
这样我们就和平了。
Then we will have the peace.
心中有平安，就可以与神有好的关系。
When we have peace in our heart, then we have relationship with God.
那我们也与其他的人有和平了。
And in turn, we will be in good relationship with other people.
我们也把平安的信息传给其他的人了。
We also spread the message of peace to others.
那我们不再有争斗了。
Then we're not going to fight anymore.
主耶稣成就的和平，我们就有许多好的结果。其中，我分享你几句。
When Jesus grants us peace, we do get many blessings here. I'll share with you some.
第一，你看看腓立比书第四章六到七节。
Let's look at Philippians 4:6-7.
我们一起来念，好不好？应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神是赐的超越人所了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我们要靠着耶稣才能有这个平安啊。
We have to trust God, Jesus, to get this peace.
靠着祷告就可以得到了。
We can pray.
这个平安是出人意外的。
This peace transcends all understanding.
特别神给的平安。
It's God's peace he gives us.
让我举一个例子。
Let me give you an illustration.
我们华人的国父是孙中山先生。
Now we have a founder in China, Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He's a very devout Christian.
他起初为了清朝的时间的人民国家来奋斗。
He was helping the people in the Qing dynasty at that time.
因为那个时候人民受迫害。
Those people were under oppression then.
国家很腐败。
The country was not good.
朝廷很专制。
Qing dynasty was very self-centered.
他整个国家是落后。
And they were depraved, the nation.
人民非常的凄惨。
Citizens were really suffering.
所以他就要拯救这个中国。
So he wants to save China.
希望有一个革命。
He hopes to have a revolution.
那他在伦敦的时候推广那个海外的华人来帮助他。
When he was in England, he asked a British servant to help him.
No, not yet. 海外的华人来帮助他。
He asked the overseas Chinese to help him.
那清朝的大使馆的人呢骗他，就把他拉住监困在大使清朝的大使馆里面。
Well, they arrested him and imprisoned him, captured him and put him in confinement.
没有人知道。
Nobody know where he was.
孙中山知道，哎呀，我在监狱里面啊，没有办法出去，后来就会被带回中国杀掉我了。
Dr. Sen was worried that he will be sent back to China and be executed.
他在监狱里面祷告七天。
So he prayed 7 days in prison.
在最后一天的时候，他祷告说，突然之间心中有平安。
And on the 7th day when he prayed, all of a sudden he felt relief.
出人意外的平安。
He had a peace that transcends all understanding.
他知道神会拯救他。
He knew God would save him.
后来就透过一个使馆中一个洋人啊，英国人的一个仆人啊，这是照顾饭吃的一个仆人呢，啊，请他带他的信息给他的老师。
Then he request an English servant serving him meals to send a secret message back to his former teacher.
这个老师就是在香港的时候。叫他的老师，英国老师。
This is one of his former teachers in Hong Kong.
已经回到伦敦了。
He was already back in England then.、
啊、这个老师就马上告诉英国的政府。
And this teacher told the English government.
那就这个消息宣传到全世界。
And this piece of news spread the whole world.
那清朝的使馆逼不得已就把他放出来了。
Then at that point, the Qing dynasty had no choice but to release him.
那今天神不是只是给孙中山就这样的平安了、啊、
？Not only God grant Dr. Sun this peace.
他可以给您，也给我的。
Similarly, he can give the same peace to you and me.
请看下去雅各书三章十七、十八节。
Let's look at James.
你自己看这个章节告诉我们神给的平安是公义的平安。
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure.
和平的栽种出来。
Then peace loving.
所以神给的平安、啊、不是骗人的。
So God's peace is not just a lie.
不只是心理上自己安慰自己、啊、
Not just we ourselves comfort ourselves.
是公正的平安
it is,
没有虚假的
It is the peace of righteousness.
同时你看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十三节也告诉我们
In 1 Thessalonians 5:13
神会要我们借着他的平安、啊、彼此和睦
Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work.
我们就是表示大家彼此用平安来交往。
Live in peace with each other.
信主的人呢、啊，要彼此和平的。
People, believers in Jesus need to be peaceful.
我们跟其他的人有平安的关系呢，心中就有才有平安啊。
When we have peace with people around us, then we really have true peace in our heart.
人与人之间要放下斗争。
We have to set aside our conflicts man to man type.
让我举个例子。
Give you an illustration.
今天在非洲有个国家叫做卢旺达。
There's an African country, Rwanda.
这个国家素来近代都是常常有战争。
This country always have conflicts within themselves.
因为 Rwanda 里面有两族的人，他们呢彼此呢都是憎恨。
They have two tribes that constantly fight with each other.
他们彼此残杀几万、几十万人啊。
They kill thousands of people.
一向都有许多疾病。
And they have a lot of illnesses, disease.
啊，许多困难。
A lot of problems.
啊，但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
有许多基督徒向他们传福音。
Many Christians witness to them and spread gospel.
比如说马鞍山这个教会就派了数千人去协助这个国家。
Like Saddleback, our church around us here sent several thousands to help them.
供应他们药物。
Give them medicine.
医治他们的疾病。
And help them heal their diseases.
供应他们粮食。
Provide them food.
给他们帮助他们呢，自己帮助自己。
Help them how to help themselves.
结果许多人相信耶稣。
Therefore, many believers in Jesus.
两族的人彼此能够建立和平。
These two tribes establish peace between themselves.
这个国家有大大的改变。
Well, today they are really changed.
他们成为非洲里面。 一个最好的国家,
they are one of the best countries in Africa.
其他的非洲人都向他们学习啊。
Other African nations also follow their footsteps.
这个就是耶稣式的和平了。
This is peace granted by our Lord.
让他们彼此饶恕。
They forgive each other.
请你再看罗马书16章20节。
Romans 16:20.
这里说哪是平安的神快要把撒旦 建大在你们脚上，让我们主耶稣基督的恩与你们同在。
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
原来神赐的平安啊，会帮助我们得胜魔鬼的工作。
Peace of God helps us overcome the devil's work.
今天有许多人没有平安，只是因为 没有神的同在，撒旦去攻击他们，要捣乱他们的心情。
Today, there are many people that cannot enjoy this peace because the devil is troubling them and helping them to not receive peace.
魔鬼也尽量骚扰我们，骚扰这个国家，骚扰这些人们彼此来伤害，彼此来批评。
And Satan continuously work within them and help them to continue to struggle.
但是不要怕。
Let's not be afraid.
耶稣答应，他会让我们得胜。
God has promised Jesus is going to give us victory.
靠着神，我们就得到平安了。Trusting
God, we will receive peace.
也能够使我们的教会有长进。
And our church will grow.
那现在我们再回想一下。 那些最初的天使是向谁来传这个和平的信息呢？
Let's try to recap a little bit. Who can enjoy this peace?
路加福音第2章第8节，在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊人夜间值班看守羊群。
Verse 8, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby.
哦，原来天使向这些一群牧羊人来传好信息。
So this message was given to the shepherds.
这个平安的救恩是给非常普通的人。
Peace of salvation was given to simple folks.
因为那个时候牧羊人并不是富有。
Shepherds are not wealthy people.
他们没有很大的知识。
They are not very educated.
他们满身都有味道的。You
can smell the sheep around them.
他们都有臭味的。Now,
they have some odor, body odor.
但是神特别看顾他们。But
God specially took care of them.
给他们盼望。Gave
them hope.
另外，牧羊人也有好的表示哦。
But the shepherds also have good expression.
你看约翰福音10章11到16节，耶稣说：“我是好牧人呐，好牧人为羊舍命。”In
John 10:11, I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
你看14节说：“我是好牧人。” 我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I know I'm good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me.
正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且喂养我，喂养舍命。
Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father.
我另外有羊不属这个圈里，我也被领他们来，使他们听我的声音，并且合成一群。归一个牧人。
I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice.
这个小婴孩成为好的牧人，来照顾世界所有的人，好像照顾羊群一样。
This baby is watching over all of us, just like he was watching over the shepherds in those days.
使羊群合一。
So that the shepherd will be the sheep will be one.
我们有平安。
So that we enjoy peace.
有好的草来吃。
We have good pasture.
有安息的地方。
We have a good place to rest.
感谢主，这些牧羊人接受神的信息。
Praise God, these shepherds accepted Christ's message.
你看路加福音第二章十四节是这样说。
Luke 2:14.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.
这个是天使所唱的。
This is what this angel sings.
也是神向世人广播的。
And this is also God's proclamation to the world.
要牧羊人传给其他的人的。
God wants them to spread this message to all of us.
平安是归于特别他，就是神所喜悦的人。
Now this peace is to be granted to those whom God favors.
啊，这个谁是神所喜悦的人呢？
Now on whom are these people favored by God?
你说就是这群牧羊人啊。
You say this is a group of shepherds.
但你请你注意，这些牧羊人听到之后，他愿不愿意接受呢？
Now we think these shepherds receive the message. Are they willing to accept?
就是因为他们神所喜悦的人。
Because they are God's favored people.
谁是神所喜悦的人啊？
Who are God's favored?
就是听了神的信息肯接受的人啊。
Those are the ones that listen the message and receive.
你看看牧羊人有什么行动和反应。
Let's see how they respond, the shepherds.
路加第二章十五到二十节这样说。
Luke 2:15-20.
那些牧羊人说，哎，我们要去伯利恒看看这个成就的事，这是神告诉我们的事。
The shepherds say, let's go and see what God has told us about.
圣经说他们急忙的去了。
So they hurried off.
花了好多时间了，在个城里面到处找，结果才找到玛利亚跟约瑟。
They looked for Jesus everywhere, and finally they found Mary and Joseph.
看见这个婴孩卧在马槽里。
And saw the baby lying in the manger.
他们相信了。
They believed.
他们也传开了。
And they spread the news.
然后也荣耀真神。
And they glorify God.
这个牧羊人的行动是我们需要学习的。
The action of the shepherds should be imitated by us.
马上去寻找耶稣。
Go to seek Jesus immediately.
弟兄姐妹，今天你有没有寻找他呢？
Brothers and sisters, today are you seeking for the Lord?
如果你寻求他的话，
If you're looking for Jesus,
您就是神所喜悦的人咯。
And then you become one of God's favorites.
好像这批牧羊人一样啦。
Just like the shepherds.
你接受了以后，也可以跟别人分享这个喜乐的信息。
After you accept Jesus, you certainly can share with others this happy news.
你接受的时候就必定得救了。
When you accept Jesus, you definitely will be saved.
但是你的信心一定要有行动表示出来啊。
But your faith needs action to express.
要去找啊。
Just like the shepherds, they need to look for him.
今天你愿意找耶稣吗？
Today, are you willing to look for him?
你听到他的信息吗?
Have you heard his message?
你接受吗?
Have you accepted him?
那就是有信心了。
That is faith.
请你看最后希伯来书11章的第6节。
Let's look at Hebrews 11:6.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
没有信就不能讨神的喜悦。 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，并且信他会赏赐寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
平安是给那些讨神喜悦的人。
Peace is granted to those who seek God.
因为他们信。
Because they believe.
怎么表示他们信呢？
And how do they express their faith?
他们寻求主耶稣。
They seek him, continue to seek him.
今天弟兄姐妹, 你的心是不是寻求神呢？
Brothers and sisters, today are we seeking him?
你信的时候他就赏赐你哦。
When we do, he'll reward us.
这表示是免费的。
It's a free gift.
是一个礼物啊。 你是白白的得救。
This is a free gift of eternal life.
有耶稣居住在你的心中，就永远有平安了。
When Jesus lives in your heart, you forever have peace.
你寻求他，他就进入你的心了。
You accept him and he will enter into your heart.
你就可以赞美他了。
You can praise him.
你今天愿意有神赐的平安吗？
Are you willing to have God's peace in your heart?
可以有好像孙中山先生。 那样的平安吗?
Just like Dr. Sun, his peace from God.
哦，你就要打开你的心，接受他。
You have to open your heart and receive him.
我请大家做一个表示。
Can you do something here to express that?
今天你真的要相信耶稣，接受他的。
If today you really want to accept Jesus, accept his peace message, you follow me in prayer. Can you kindly open your screen and raise your hand that I can see you?
举起你的手，我看见，都为你祷告。Just
raise your hand and I'll see that hand and pray for you.
感谢主，还有谁呢？
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
哦，还有没有谁？ 感谢主,
praise the Lord.
感谢主,
Amen.
看见了,
Amen.
啊, 还有谁啊?
Anyone else? Yeah. Don't miss out.
请你举起, 打开你的形象, 我才可以看见你,
yeah. You have to open your screen, please, so that I can see who you are and pray for you.
啊, 请你也跟我祷告, 好不好?
And now you follow me in prayer.
啊, 打开你的形象, 啊, 让我看见你。
Yeah, let's have the screen open.
感谢主,
thank you, Lord.
啊, 请你跟我祷告。
Let's pray together.
你说, 主耶稣,
you say, Dear Jesus,
谢谢你平安的信息,
thank you for your message of peace.
我们愿意接受你,
We are willing to accept your peace.
你就是平安,
you are peace.
我们接受主耶稣你,
we accept Jesus.
进入我的生命,
enter into my life.
做我的救主,
be my Lord.
赦免我的罪恶,
forgive all my sins, Lord.
让我们有永生,
and give us eternal life.
谢谢你,
thank you, Lord.
我愿意跟从您,
I'm willing to follow you.
一生都
Forever believing in you.
奉耶稣基督名求,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。